Hello, today is December the 8th of 2022. We have 17 more days until Christmas and 23 more days before we're singing Auld Lang Syne. 2023, excuse me, is approaching quickly fast. Okay. My name is Linda Sims. The name of the program is called A Voice of a People. This is WGH Talk. And we also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also get us live on that web, again, www.wwgh1071.com. And you can scroll down to my name, Linda Sims, Voice of a People. And you can go on to the archives and, you know, listen to other shows that I have recorded. Also, you can download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device, cell phones, iPhones, laptops, or computers, or any new thing that they've come up with that download apps. You'll find them in your Play Store. Now, once you type in TuneIn, also type in search WWGH. Okay, now this is free and it should come right up on your phone. Okay, excuse me, I got choked just before I went on the air, so help me out. Okay, bear with me. Also, if you want to call in during this live broadcast, and I'm going to try to make it a habit of giving you this telephone number throughout our program. Because someone just said you need to give your number more than once during your program.
Yeah,
okay,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, so the number, if you have your paper and pencil, if not, hopefully you can get your paper and pencil and I'll give it to you later. But if you have it now, write it down, 740-383-9944. Again, 740-383-9944. And you know, I really could relate to what the person was saying, because how many times have I seen a telephone number on TV?
Yeah, and then you can't find a pen quick enough.
Or the paper.
A piece of paper, yeah.
And it's gone.
Yeah.
Then you're trying to scroll it back and find it, you know, like, oh, yes.
I've had it, so it's on several times and you still weren't prepared for it, you know.
Right. Absolutely. So, now let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappies Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street in Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month, okay? This is the last one for this year, and I know this is the last month of the year. This one will take place December the 17th. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m., please make sure you share this information with those you know who may have or may be in need of free produce. And it's holiday time also. Bless you. So that way, you know, they'll have plenty of food and refreshments for their families during the holiday season. Last but not least, Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. The owner is Cheryl Lee, location LaRue, Ohio. Phone there, 740-262-0939. Okay, I also like to start my show off with a thought for today. This thought is titled Simplicity. And what is simplicity saying? It's saying simplicity is being comfortable with all the circumstances which shape our lives without worrying or making matters complicated. simplicity gives birth to inspiration. It is the quality of the very young and of the aged. One who is simple lives from the heart. That's me. I live simple, and sometimes I think I'm simple. And I
why be come
from the heart. Right. I come from the heart, right. That's the best place to come from. Yeah. It's your heart, right?
Right.
Right. Oh, the voice you hear is Jeff Porter, author of Expressions.
Yeah, Expressions in the Last Phase.
Thank you.
We've only been talking about it for about the last 7 years, Linda, but that's okay. I know, I've had stuff, I have stuff flee my mind all the time like that.
Yeah, it's like, it's where's it at? Where's it at? You know, you'd be trying to find it.
I've been taking that Prevagen.
Have you?
Yeah, I don't know if it's helping or not. But I would actually forget stuff like Applebee's or Walmart or something like that. I go, yeah, I'm going, or, you know, I was wanting to go to Cracker Barrel one day. A friend of mine could not remember the name of Cracker Barrel to save my life.
Me either. So don't feel bad.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us, I guess, doesn't it?
I said, well, as you know, it's on the back road going to Delaware.
Yeah. I do that, yeah.
Right before you get on 23, right, or 71.
I can remember Waffle House. It's right across the street from it.
Oh, okay. Okay, haven't been there in a while.
I don't know why, but I can remember Waffle House, but Cracker Barrel is a big favorite of mine. I should have been able to remember it.
Waffle House was a treat we used to go to when we used to go to Georgia when I was young. They didn't even have Waffle Houses this far up north.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right.
Well, Sonic's kind of, it's from out west. And okay. When I was out west, I came here. When they put a Sonic in here, I was kind of surprised.
Yeah. And I came acquainted with that in the south.
Yeah.
They didn't have one here, right, at that time. Yeah.
More fast food.
Yeah,
boy,
more
joy.
Fast food, yeah.
Yeah.
And they have pretty good food, too, at Sonic.
Yeah, sometimes they do.
Yeah.
I like Wendy's chili.
Oh, that does sound good today. It's one of those kind of days, isn't it?
Yeah, chili or...
Damp.
I'm thinking about, no, Perkins has special on spaghetti today.
Oh, really?
I quite often go to that. Thursday's all-you-can-eat spaghetti.
Okay.
And you get... you get some ice cream. You can get vanilla or chocolate ice cream at the end there. And it comes with a salad, too.
Mm, okay. Breadsticks?
Yeah, you get some garlic bread. Pretty good deal. Not too bad.
Okay. Not bad. Not bad at all. All righty then, Jeff Porter. Okay. So what's on your mind today? I know when you were here yesterday, you wanted to talk about something else.
Grace.
Yeah, we did talk about grace
yesterday. I kind of want to extend that a little bit because Annette was talking about suicide over the holidays. And I understand that, you know, Christmas can be kind of moody. You know, it's got that sort of depressingness or sadness to it. I must have ate something that didn't go down right. And... it could really get to you if you let it, you know. Now, I learned a long time ago, like, not, when I first started noticing any feeling depressed about Christmas in the Army, because it's just so such a different environment, and the Army doesn't really promote a Christmas feeling too good. You know. Well, they do fix up the mess hall. You know, and they try to give you some good food, and the food's not as bad in the Army as people say. You know, that's a big...
The mess hall? It's the title they give it, the mess hall.
Yeah.
It doesn't even sound
people
good.
People have been saying that the food in the military is really bad. It's really not. It's pretty good, really. You know, I have to give them that much credit. I don't give them a lot of credit about other things, but the food is pretty good.
I just don't like what they call it.
Yeah.
Why can't it just be a cafeteria?
You know, yeah, they, man, you can if you want to, you know. Everybody just falls into that habit, you know. I'm going over to the mess hall.
Mm.
And one of the nice things they had was a 24-hour kitchen. When I was in El Paso, they fed hamburgers day and night, 24 hours, you know. You could go in there and they would have stuff laid out. You could get tomatoes and onions and lettuce and stuff, put it on your own hamburger. And it was pretty good being able to do that, you know, because we were usually out bar hopping or something. And ended up there to put something in your stomach before you hit the hay, you know.
Right.
But anyways, I really think that if there's a relative or somebody in your family or somebody at church that just, they have no one, you know, and you go, you hit the holidays, some people can't handle that, being alone during the holidays, you know.
That's true.
And you really should, I think some of those people, we need to invite them to our house, or, you know, just a couple hours could make a big difference.
Oh,
you
yes.
Know.
Oh, yes.
You know, and
feel the warmth of the house, the smell of pine, and, you know, just.
Yeah, and, you know, if there's kids running around, a couple
right.
of dogs, oh, that makes a big difference.
It does.
You know.
It's life.
Yes. You know. Being alone doesn't bother me that much. I've been in situations where you're just stuck being alone. You either adapt to it or jump off a cliff, I guess, you know.
Please don't say that. We're trying to encourage people not to go that way. Okay?
Yeah, find some place to go then if it bothers you that much, I think. You know, because even though the music is all beautiful and upswinging, what do I want to say? Lifts up your heart, supposed
yes.
to lift up your heart. Some of it can be kind of moody.
Yes, it can.
You know.
Yes, it can. And, you know, some people can be, I say this in a loving way, but sometimes we're selfish about a lot of attention being in one area.
Yeah.
So Christmas is supposed to be about the Christ child who did come
yes.
to this earth. You know, it was the body that God used to incarnate himself so that he can live on this earth and suffer like we suffered, laugh
yeah.
like we laugh, you know, be find out what it was like to be a human and live on the earth in a sin body, right? Sin.
Yeah.
He related himself to sin just like he wanted to know how it felt.
Yeah.
And he realized how hard it was for man to turn away from sin.
Yeah.
Because of the drive and being, you know, born
mm-hmm.
with a sin nature.
Yes.
You know, and just like my guest who just left, Willie Harris, he was talking about the difference between the spirit and the soul.
Yeah.
Because the spirit is what God gave us.
Yeah.
And when we leave this world, that's what goes back to God. But the soul, which is our mind, will, and emotions, is attached to our body.
Yeah.
You know. But, you know, God does tell us this. Don't be afraid of men that mm-hmm. they may be able to kill you. But, you know, have fear of the one who can not only kill you, but cast that soul into hell, right?
Oh, yeah. That don't bother me. Shoot. Just throw me right in that lion's den. I could be like the Roman Christians, you know.
Oh, my. Well, we're trying to uplift you people out there, anyone who needs to be uplifted this morning, okay? We're not trying to really...
I can be really sarcastic sometimes.
You know, that's being sarcastic, and we have to understand that that is Jeff, but he's come here in love, trying to lift up your hearts and your continents and give you hope during this holiday season.
That's right. You know, the world... That's another thing, is a person doesn't know the Lord.
Right.
And, you know, it's like some of these stupid movies that come out, they always come out with some stupid movie about Santa Claus being violent or something like that, or something that's counter Christmas, you know.
Right, or the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
You know.
Santa slays.
Yes, yes, yes.
The Night Before Violence or something. And, you know, one of the things you can do is, like, Christmas is really, and Thanksgiving, they're just a frame of mind, if you think about it. You could just treat it as just another day if you want. You know, stores may be closed, make sure you get plenty of food in the house, you know, because everything's closed, but you don't have to promote yourself into a big fantasy if you don't want to. You could just sit there, watch TV, do what you do on a normal day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because not everybody has a beautiful girlfriend, or not everybody has a slick Lexus to drive around in.
True.
Not everybody has an executive job, but well, you could look at it this way, too. Somebody that's been working in a big high-rise apartment, you know, business where you're busy all day and you're dealing with tons of money and everything, then when you retire, it's all gone.
Right.
You got to find something else to do, you know.
And something else, too, while you're talking about that, we have to understand that money does not mean happiness.
No.
Money does not mean...
No, but they get used to having it.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean contentment, because when I think about the guy in Los Angeles who killed all those people, he was a rich man. Remember him?
Yes.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas? Yeah, he was wealthy.
He was rich, you know, so he wasn't happy. Something was going on with him. So sometimes we run across people who we just imagine or think that they feel better than we do.
Yeah.
Because they have money. But that doesn't mean they feel better than what we do.
Yeah, they can climb on a plane, go anywhere they want to.
Even those type of people in their lives. And we don't know why.
And his girlfriend said she didn't know why he did that.
Right.
He never mentioned anything.
Just don't know why.
No.
But we're coming to you because of God's grace and God's love and God's
mercy.
Okay, now
that's where we enter into God's grace. You know, if you're feeling depressed during the holidays, that's the major thing you could do is get on your knees and ask God to help you feel better. Lift up your heart. Ask Him into your heart and be born again today. That'd be the greatest thing you could do.
Right.
You know, born again right on Christmas Day. That'd be fine.
Right.
You know.
Well, why not today? You don't even have to wait till Christmas.
No, you don't. And I was glad of that. I used to have depressions during Christmas. And, you know, knowing Jesus in your heart and knowing that the focus of Christmas is supposed to be on Christ and His coming into this world and His destiny to take upon Him our sins.
Get your Bible, in, Jeff, if you don't mind, and look up, was it Luke 2?
Savior is born.
Yes. Luke 2. Jeff is going to read that because the Lord really wants to touch your hearts and elevate your minds to know that you are not alone. He came here for a specific reason, and that was so that you might be saved. You know, that you would believe the...
Are you using your glasses right now?
Did your glasses disappear? You take them back home?
No, they should be there in a cup somewhere, but...
Oh, let me see. Hold on.
Hold on. I can't see it.
Let me see. Right here.
Have yours back.
Oh, thank you.
Sure, a lot of stuff.
All right, I think it's Luke 2, but, you know, God wants us to know that, you know, He loves us so much. And like I was saying yesterday... Think about this. It's not so much that God loves you, which He does. Above and beyond anything else, God is love.
Yes.
He is love. There's nothing you can do that will stop Him from loving you.
That's right.
You know, nothing you can do because He is love. And how can a being be just made up of love? But even in His love, there's judgment.
Yeah.
And that is a form of love. So there is in the same country.
Well, that's because He gave us the right to make choices.
Okay, and where does that start? Luke 2.
Luke chapter 2, verse 1.
Were they in the same country? Or is that Luke 2, 28? Where is that? Where does that start?
Luke chapter 2, starting with verse 1.
Okay, how does that start?
And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census took place while Quirinius was governing Syria, so all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room in the inn for them. Now there was in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day, the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord."
Stop and right there. Mm-hmm. And the angel said unto them, verse 10. No, let's go back to verse 9. "And lo, the angel of the Lord came up on them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid." God wants his glory to shine on his people, you know. And once you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior from sin, his glory will be on you. You will look different. You will not look the same as you have looked in the past.
That's right.
He illuminates you, you know, and it's something to feel good about, and it's something to look forward to, and to know that you are God's child.
That's right.
That should mean something to you. You are God's child. You are his creation. You are unique in this world.
Thing that this passage appearing to shepherds.
Yes.
In the field by night. Now God, you know, he doesn't say that the guy living in the palace over there, the governor, is more important than the shepherd. The shepherd, they appeared to him. They did not appear to the guy in the palace.
Right.
Shepherds were pretty much despised.
Right, that's true.
Back then. And God says, "Sorry, but this is for everybody."
Yes. Yes, it is. Absolutely. And read verse 10 again, Jeff, and the angel.
"Then the angel said to him, 'Do not be afraid.'" Now, you know that you have really seen an angel when the angel has to say to you, "Hey, get up. Don't be afraid of me." You know?
And that's what God does not want. He does not want people to be afraid of him. When he says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, which came from Solomon. But he doesn't mean be so afraid of me that you're running away from me.
Afraid means you fear God. It means you respect him.
You respect him. You honor him. And you revere him. You hold his word like you should. It's precious and it's holy and it's pure, and it changes our hearts, it changes our minds, you know, it changes the way we act and the way that we treat one another. This is why God came. This is exactly what God is talking about. His glory to shine upon us.
That's right.
Okay, you can do finish 10b. I bring you.
"Do not be afraid, for I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ, the Lord."
Okay.
"And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger."
Back to 10. "I bring you good tidings."
Yeah.
"Of great joy."
You know, the reason why I think Christmas gets to be depressing is because this person maybe has had misfortune. Maybe his whole family was killed in a train accident or something.
He's the only survivor.
And we do this family thing. We're supposed to get together with families. But if you don't have a family, then take on the family of God.
Mm-hmm.
Concentrate on him.
I know.
You say, "Well, he's an invisible God." Well, you can feel his presence.
Yes, you can.
You know.
Yes, he can. And he sees you and he knows you personally. He knows you. But
yeah, you know, if you die and you stand before the Lord, he's not going to go, "Well, who are you? I don't remember seeing you anywhere."
Right.
You know, he knows who you are.
And remember this. He says, "I bring you good tidings of great joy." This is a time of year that I feel that we should feel exceptionally great, exceptionally happy, or you know, with great expectations of God does more. I can't say more miracles during this time, but he does some extravagant miracles during the time of Christmas, mm-hmm. when people have not had anything and people show up for them and make sure yeah. they have something under their tree or in their house to eat. You know, this is a time that we are to lock arm in arm and help one another. You know, this is a time of great joy, not to be sad or, yeah. you know, caught up in your past and thinking about what coulda, shoulda, woulda happened yeah. and didn't happen, because those things are past and we can't change those things, can we, Jeff?
Well, you know, some people are caught up in that way of thinking, like midlife crisis, you know. What have I done? I haven't accomplished anything. Mm-hmm. I could have done this. I shouldn't have divorced my wife. I should have, you know, I shouldn't have gotten a big argument with my kids, and on it goes, you know. I should have gave him more money than I did, and why did this person disappear out of my life, and so on and so forth. A lot of those things are out of your hands. You know, you just can't fix it, you know.
Right.
And so the best thing to do is to concentrate on the happiness of Christmas.
Yes.
You know. If yes. nothing else, you could just go out there and drive around and look at the lights. The lights are beautiful. I used to drive for the Marion bus tour for lights. You know, the light tour.
Right.
That was fun. I really enjoyed that.
Right. Right.
But like I said, you don't have to make Christmas into a big thing.
No.
You could just concentrate on Jesus and just say, you know, our Lord and Savior was born today, and that's fantastic. We're celebrating it. But I don't have to make it into a, well, why don't I have this and why don't I have that, you know. We don't need to do that.
I can remember my first Christmas as a single parent with two kids and working as hard as I could and not making enough money
yeah.
to put gifts up under the tree for my daughters.
Mm.
And I had a friend, and he considered himself a thief, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he had went out and got my girls' gifts and put it under my tree. And I love him for that today, you know. Mm-hmm. But it was a Christmas that I got up and I cried. Oh, did I ever cry. Because I wasn't able to provide or have for them, you know. And like I tell people, back in the day, it wasn't like it is today, where you can get adopted by a family. You can go to Salvation Army and they have gifts, brand new packages for your...
Really?
Oh, yeah, children and clothes. You know, the clearinghouse. All that's brand new. Get a certificate to go to the grocery store to get your dinners and things like that. Well, that's what they did before COVID. But
yeah.
they may even give you boxes and boxes of food.
They still do that?
Yeah, I think so. Boxes and boxes of food to take home and, you know, put in your cabinets
yeah.
and your refrigerator. So all is not lost.
No.
We have a Savior. That's the birth that we're celebrating for Christmas. Savior, which is Christ the Lord, which Jeff just read. That's why he came here, to save us from our sin.
Yes.
And for us to have some type of joy and great expectations of the things to come.
And there's always the outpouring of baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, that too.
You can always ask for that. God can give us that. That is a fantastic thing, receiving the Holy Spirit like that.
Yes, receiving Christ. Because it comes. Once you receive Christ, it's coming. It might not be immediately, but the Holy Spirit is coming.
Yeah.
Once you receive Christ. And that's the ultimate joy of our life, and should be, is that we are a child of God. We accept Him for coming here. We accept what He did for us. Dying on
yes.
that cross, shedding all His blood.
You glad you live in America where you don't get persecuted for being a Christian?
Not yet, yes. Right.
You know, you read about these stories, you know, Voice of the Martyrs tells us that Christians are very, very persecuted in other countries.
Right, you know? Not yet. Are we persecuted?
And we're not facing any persecution to speak of. You know?
No, not like some countries.
A little bit of criticism sometimes.
Right, right.
Not much.
No.
People, I used to turn on some Christian music on the bus, and some people, once in a while, I guess somebody was upset, you know.
Right.
They're playing that Christian stuff. Yeah. Turn that off. And the way I was before I got saved, I probably would have been one of them.
But that's know? The merriment of the season of the year.
Yeah.
The Christmas songs. That's the merriment of it, right?
Oh, I love the music.
Oh, I do too.
Isn't the music fantastic?
Oh, yes, yes. I had it on this morning as I was getting ready for the show. Just Christmas songs, you know?
Yeah.
You know, Sleigh Bells Are Ringing. Oh, I love that. Sleigh Bells Are Ringing. But, all of it. Silver Bells. Away in a Manger, you know.
Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
The
Silent
Christmas
Night.
Song. Yes, 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 yes. I got to get out my hymnal and start singing some songs around my home. Yes. It is a time of, should be, of great love.
Yes.
It should be.
And we Hallmark. Should, they have a lot of good shows.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
You can always tell that they which ones are going to fall in love and all that. Who they're going to get rid of.
Yes, 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 yes. But also, we have to learn how to live a life of love.
Yeah, rather than just at Christmas.
Right, all year round.
Well, you know this the story of Scrooge.
Yes, poor Scrooge.
I always enjoyed all the different versions of that.
Yeah.
See the one with Bill Murray in it, Scrooged.
Bill Murray has always been a hoot, right?
Oh, I like that when his partner comes in and he shoots him with the gun and it has no effect. It just liquid falls out, you know.
Bill Murray.
John Forsythe, that's what I was trying to think of his name. I think he's passed away now. But that was pretty good, Scrooged.
I have to look that up and see if I can get that.
What,
Scrooge? I'm not on regular TV. I'm on that Fire Stick.
Oh.
Yeah. I get a whole lot of movies, but there's a lot of movies that they want you to pay for that you just can't get because you want to see it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm on that thing right now. So, but I'm not complaining, you know. You don't, no bill. No TV bill, so.
Really? Fire Stick?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you do that?
My kids, they try to keep me up.
Oh, I see.
What's going on? They do. They try to keep Mom, you know, in the here and now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. They do a pretty good job.
I'll be darned. Mm-hmm. I'll have to borrow them.
My
kids. So I can get some free stuff.
Yeah, you had to pay for the Fire Stick. It's an antenna, though, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what
you get a bunch of channels on that, from what I understand.
You do.
You know, so.
A lot of apps.
Keep you entertained.
Yes, apps, really. So. But anyway.
So it was good that we talked about grace. And attach that to the Christmas season, or attach that to people who, like Annette talked about, her ex-husband who committed suicide, had a problem with alcohol. And an awful lot of people that take their own life have been involved in alcohol or drugs for a long, long time. And eventually it takes its toll. You know, there's brain damage and it's destroyed your relationship with other people. I think that's the worst part of it. You know, it's destroyed marriages and relationships with their kids and everything. Their kids don't visit them during the holidays. That gets to them, you know, really bad. But you know, if you accept Jesus as your Savior, they don't think that that's going to make any difference. But how many times have you turned on, like, the 700 Club, for instance? And they talk about how, and they show just how dire it gets, you know, how desolate their life gets, and then they accept Jesus as their Savior, and slowly but surely God puts your life back together, you know. But we don't always go through good times as Christians. We go through some very, very difficult times. I look back on it, there were times when I said, geez, I'm not sure I should have got saved. Because things got really bad sometimes, you know. But somehow you trudge through it. You get through it because God gives you the strength to get through it. You don't even realize it at the time, you know.
And another good thing about that is you have someone that's with you, and you should realize that God is with you.
Yes.
He walks with you. He leads you and he guides you.
Never leave you, never forsake you.
Right. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And I will give you the strength. I am your helper. God is our helper. You know? So, that is the main thing.
That isn't, you know, God doesn't, you know, you go, God, would you please help me? He doesn't, well, let me look at my list here. Have you been naughty or nice? Or, you know, we're checking it twice here. He doesn't do that.
Because, you know, God has already died for our sins.
Yeah, your sins are wiped out, wiped clean.
You just have to accept Him, right?
Most people won't accept the fact that God wipes your slate clean.
Right.
He who knew no sin became sin, that we might have the righteousness of God in Him.
Right.
Wow. What a statement. What a statement.
That's true.
So, you know, you could walk down the street and be completely free of all condemnation. You know, all you got to do is ask for it.
Right. So true. So true.
So there's no reason for a person to end up in hell.
Read Psalms 23. Or did we finish the about the Christ child?
Did you want me to read some more about Christ?
Let me see. Read to 14. Then we'll go to
Psalms. Up to 14?
Yeah. I think we left off at read 11, 12, 13, and 14.
Okay. I will bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day, the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
There you go. Peace.
Yes.
And goodwill toward men. That's why Christ came, to bring us peace and goodwill toward men.
That's right.
And He wants you to have His peace, not the peace that you can create, nor the peace that the world gives you, but the peace that God gives you that surpasses all understanding.
Peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth.
Right, but as I give unto you.
You know, you have peace in the world when things are going right.
Right.
Things
but
are going
wrong.
But that's
only temporary, right?
Yeah. Because, you know, this world doesn't last very long.
No, no.
You know?
But God's peace is everlasting peace.
And a guy comes home and oh, man, I just acquired this beautiful, beautiful girlfriend, and we've just been getting along fine. And then he comes back 2 weeks later and goes, I caught her in the car kissing so-and-so over there last week, you know.
Psalms 23.
Sometimes things just don't work out the way you think you're going to.
No. And remember this when Jeff reads Psalms 23. Take this personal. This is to you personally. God's word is to each and every one of us personally.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when he reads the Psalm 23, put your name there. Go ahead, Jeff.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Boy, did I feel that way in the hospital a couple times. I thought, am I actually going to walk out of here or what, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you're in the valley of death.
Yeah. I will fear no evil.
I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over.
Surely
goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Forever. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, if we're talking about eternity, we're talking about a God that left eternity and came into a finite world. where things are limited, you know.
He said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that's everyday life.
Yeah.
That's everyday
life. One heartbeat away.
Yes.
From eternity, you know.
And he's saying, thou art with me. In other words, you're not walking alone.
No.
You're not by yourself. You're not walking alone. He's right with you.
How many times have you, as a Christian, you felt like, man, I just feel so alone.
Oh, many
times.
Like
this whole thing is just overwhelming me. And then the Lord comes in with his presence. He goes, no, you're not.
Right. Many times I have, Jeff. Like,
yes.
It's just me against the world.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people feel. It's just them against the world. But it's not true. That is a lie from the enemy.
Yep.
From Satan himself. He is a liar, and he is the father of lies. The Bible says when he spoke of his own. He spoke of a lie. All the way back in Genesis.
Yes.
He told a lie.
Go ahead and take a bite of that apple.
You shall not surely die.
No.
You call God a liar. Because God told Adam and Eve, the day you eat of this fruit, you shall surely die. Didn't he tell them that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Satan says, you're not going to die. And we're still dying today, right?
We are still facing the the consequences of that act.
Yes, yes. Every day.
I'm not sure I would have done any better.
No, because I guess we would not have because of temptation and having the freedom, free will. Adam and Eve have free will, you know. And they said the sin was they didn't eat of all the other trees. They were so worried about the tree they couldn't eat from.
Yeah.
You know, and that's something.
Gee, that's just not fair.
All these trees, and we're concerned about the very one.
My wife handed me that fruit.
But did you ever wonder why God did that?
I used to. I think the answer to that is to give us free moral agency. We can choose between good and evil now. Once the fall had happened, you have to decide what you're going to do. You know, are you going to attend church or are you going to rob banks? Mm. You know.
And everyone that is a Christian or go by that classification, they don't go to church.
Yeah.
If they did, there would not be enough churches to hold the people that would come. There would
That's
not.
True.
It just would not. There wouldn't be enough room to hold everybody.
Well, you know, it's really funny. When we had the 911 emergency and all the churches were just packed with people for a long time, I knew that was just temporary.
You did.
Oh, yeah.
So you didn't have much faith in them.
As soon as that feeling of emergency wore off, they went back to normal.
That didn't take long either.
No.
Couple months, maybe?
Yeah.
Wow.
I felt kind of nervous when Russia put their nuclear on all alert, you know, their nuclear arms on full alert. You figure it's just a ploy.
Right.
But still, it made me kind of nervous. You wonder if you're going to wake up in the morning.
Right.
You know, maybe I'll be in heaven. But a friend of mine came over and I said, look at that. It says right there on the CNN that Putin has put all of his nuclear on alert, you know.
Recently?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, well, fairly recently.
Okay.
A few months ago.
Okay. And he can do that. I mean, I just don't believe that God is going to allow man to destroy the world.
No, Putin doesn't really have the power. Really, you know. And if he did launch missiles at the U.S., there would be, believe me, nothing left of Russia. The U.S.
I know
has,
you're convinced of that, too, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. United States, our military is vastly superior to anybody's out there. Just to give you an example, Russia's pathetic one aircraft carrier. And it runs on some kind of yucky fuel like tar. And they took it into work on it recently. It looked like a piece of junk you know, going into a repair area. And the U.S. has about 12 or 15 aircraft carriers, super advanced, super nuclear powered. And you would not want, you know, and our nuclear submarines carry, I don't know how many nuclear missiles in it, probably 18 or 20. Time. And each one has about 10 warheads in it.
We're out of time. Thank you, Jeff, for the second hour. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People. Till next time, be blessed. Keep your heads up. God loves you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 1.